After the House adjourned 3 days earlier than the scheduled date Friday amid a budget impasse with the Senate, Senate President Andy Gardner announced the death of the proposal.
I look at the list of bills that when you go into the last 3 days of session, when you have a House and a Senate as partners working together, that will not make it because of the actions of the House. The corrections bill that Senator Evers brought forward to this chamber in this body with an oversight commission, the last 3 days of session, you should be negotiating that as a partner. That bill is not going to make it.
Both the House and Senate proposals had some similarities and some differences, but both bills began to align after the House passed the omnibus bill. One major difference was the Senate's version originally had a 9-member oversight board that could conduct its own investigations and do surprise inspections into correctional facilities. But the House stripped that out of the bill in favor of the creation of a joint legislative committee with members appointed by the House Speaker and the Senate President. But that language was never actually incorporated into the latest version of the House bill. Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, who led the Senate's prison reform effort, was not pleased.
I feel the bill that the Senate actually came up with was an outstanding bill and was right for the people of Florida. At that point, I felt like that they had not negotiated in good faith and left their intention all along of doing nothing.
I was really disappointed. You know, I worked pretty hard on trying to get something passed.
That's George Malincrot, a former DOC mental health counselor, who says he was pretty encouraged with the work product so far that the Senate had proposed.
Well, they had a lot of felony consequences for abusing inmates, for medical neglect. The oversight commission was the most important thing. They were looking at putting cameras in, looking at blind spots. Positive developments, really, in the prison reform, I guess you could almost say movement.
But some don't believe in the so-called, quote, demise of prison reform.
I see the glass half full.
That's Florida Smart Justice Alliance President and CEO Barney Bishop. He thinks what should be done is for lawmakers to allow the new Secretary Julie Jones to have ample time to get settled into the job and continue the reforms of her predecessor.
Unfortunately, because of circumstances that were outside of her control, the legislature jumped in with a bunch of things. But I think that the secretary knows that everybody's watching what she does and how the department performs and how it responds to the things that it's been going on at the department. And I think that this will give her an opportunity to try to start turning the ship up some more after the last secretary, Michael Cruz, started turning the ship to begin with.
Still, for now, all prison reform supporters and advocates agree that something should be done about Florida's troubled prison system, and lawmakers should continue to look into prison reform efforts. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.